Is complicity behind the West's deathly silence on Turkey's use of brutal, unconventional weapons against Kurds? By Peter Boyle. The shocking video released by Kurdish freedom fighters of their friends killed with chemical weapons used by the Turkish military in open sight in the mountains of South Kurdistan has been met with a deathly silence from Western so-called democratic states and the international organizations that are charged with monitoring such crimes against humanity. Sadly, this is nothing new. Kurdish organizations have been constantly reporting the Turkish military's use of banned chemicals and other unconventional weapons for many years, despite the fact that Turkey is a signatory to the Chemical Weapons Convention. I joined members of the Kurdish community on the evening of the 19th of October in an emergency vigil to protest against the latest chemical warfare atrocity. Many of these sisters and brothers look shocked and re-traumatized. Among the protesters was the Australian Kurdish journalist Renaz Leylakhan, who spent time in the mountains between Turkey and Iraq reporting on the lives of Kurdish freedom fighters for 10 years. Leylakhan was prosecuted by the Australian state after his return to this country and charged under notoriously anti-democratic anti-terrorism laws, and was imprisoned in high security jails for months while awaiting trial and forced to wear the infamous orange jumpsuit in his initial court appearances. At his trial, Leylakhan impressed the Supreme Court as a deeply committed journalist, writer, and photographer pursuing democratic goals and motivated by his experience of oppression, persecution, and discrimination as occurred growing up in Turkey, including his personal experience of violence and torture. Leylakhan told me that chemical weapons have been used against the Kurdish liberation movement since 1999. While he did not directly experience such an attack, chemical weapons were used against Kurdish guerrilla forces while he was in the mountains of Kurdistan between 2011 and 2013. Footage of Turkish military officers ordering and deploying chemical weapons in the mouths of caves used by Kurdish guerrilla fighters had been shown on Turkish television news reports. NATO would have been given the green light for using chemical weapons against Kurds then, just as they would have for the latest use of chemical weapons against Kurdish freedom fighters, Leylakhan explained. More recently, a Turkish military officer was live-streamed boasting that they had even deployed small tactical nuclear weapons against Kurdish freedom fighters since 2021. The video was quickly deleted, but Leylakhan added that any small so-called tactical nuclear weapons could only have come from a NATO stockpile and so could not be done without US approval. Among Kurds, Leylakhan is not alone in suspecting NATO states for being complicit in the use of unconventional weapons against Kurdish freedom fighters. And this is not surprising, considering the considerable lengths the US Reagan administration went to in its attempt to cover up and shift the blame for Western complicity in that notorious chemical war crime in 1998. The deadly cousins of politics and corporate greed were drivers of Western complicity in that notorious crime. There is indeed a lot to learn from Halabja, but who is prepared to learn? The International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, the IPPNW delegation, which included former biological weapons inspector Jan van Aken and IPPNW Switzerland president Joseph Savarai, visited northern Iraq and the Kurdish region of Iraq with the Kurdistan region of Iraq's blessing to investigate historic use of chemical weapons against Kurds by Saddam Hussein's regime. But they were stopped from speaking to people with information about Turkey's chemical war crimes. The Kurdistan Regional Government complicity was definitely behind that. Kurdish organizations have called on the United Nations, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and other international bodies responsible for monitoring the use of unconventional weapons to investigate and act on these war crimes. The International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War has supported calls for an urgent investigation by an independent organization. To the leaders of the Western so-called democracies, this is your chance to prove you have a right to that label you so loudly claim. It is also your chance to prove that complicity does not lie behind your deafening silence up until now.